In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about how sometimes people pray for something which is not good for them. Stay tuned.
Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Today, we'll be talking about how sometimes people pray for something which is not good for them. I think all of us have made such prayers in our lives. The problem is, we don't really know what is good for us or bad for us. Sometimes, we keep praying for something and we feel that our prayers are not answered for some reason. This is when we can somehow conclude that asking for such things are not in our best interests. Allah really knows what is good for us and bad for us. At the same time, He very much likes it for His servants to pray and supplicate to Him and ask Him for their needs and requests. For example, let's say that there's this man who badly wants to get married to another woman that he loves. No matter how much this person prays and tries to do something so that he could get married to the love of his life, he isn't able to. Now, this doesn't always mean that Allah is not answering such a person's prayer. Allah answers the prayers of all believers, but not necessarily by granting the request they have made. For example, Allah hears the person's prayer, but instead of giving that thing which that person wants to him or her, He forgives that person's sins or gives him or her great reward. The reason this person's prayer is not answered in the way that the person wants it to be answered is probably because it is not in that person's best interests. What does that mean? It means that if that person gets married, for example, to such and such woman, or vice versa, and a woman gets married to such and such man, something bad will happen in their lives, like they will always get into arguments, or that person might lose his faith because of his spouse's influence on him or her, or they might get divorced, and so on and so forth. When we want to say a prayer, we should ask Allah to give us something only if it is in our best interests. So sometimes we really want something while it's really bad for us. Probably we know that it's bad for us, but we want it anyway. Or maybe we don't. The point is that Allah is so merciful and kind to us that He does not give us things which are bad for us and to our detriment. This is similar to how a father and mother don't allow their children to touch anything they want or let them do whatever they want. The child doesn't know, for example, that if he touches something hot like the stove or a hot iron, he'll burn his hands, but his parents do. So they don't allow the child to do that. Or the child wants to eat something which is bad for him because he's sick, and the parents won't give that food to him because it's bad for his health. No matter how much the child cries and insists that he wants, for example, chocolate or potato chips, the parents won't listen to him because they care about him. These are some examples of wanting something while it's bad for you and being denied it because it's for your own good. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
I know somebody that I think they recited Yasin 400 times to get a woman to fall in love with him, and she ended up falling in love with him, and their marriage was a disaster. So watch out what you ask for. Yeah, just do istikhara. Let people fall in love naturally. I mean, if you need God to get them to fall in love with you like that, you know, I mean, maybe that's not the right person that you should be marrying, because that's a very natural thing that Allah will do anyway. You shouldn't need to, like, have that kind of direct intercession. You know Mughith and Barira? Mughith loved this woman, Barira, intensely. And she got freed, and then, you know, he was still in bondage, so He wanted her as his wife, and she wouldn't consider it. And he used to follow her around, begging her. And the Prophet had actually heard him to see the state of Mughith. So he went to Barira, and he said, "Won't you marry Mughith?" And she said, "Hada amrun aw shafa'a? Is this a command or is this intercession?" And the Prophet said, "Bal shafa'a. It's just intercession." And she said, "Idhan la hajatri fi." Then I have no need for him. I don't have any want for him. Right when she said that, Mughith lost all his interest in her. And she fell in love with Mughith. Because he saw that if she would refuse the intercession of the one that God would not refuse his intercession, he just did not want that woman as his wife. And that's why the Prophet said to Abbas, "Isn't it ala ta'jabu min hubbi Mughith li Barira wa baghdi Barira li Mughith?" Isn't that strange how Mughith loves Barira and Barira doesn't love? And Ibn Abi Jamrah says that he was pointing out the unrequited love is such a strange thing. It's something to really wonder at, how one person could love one and they don't reciprocate that love. So to have love that's mutual is a great blessing from Allah. So if you're in an unrequited or unrequited love situation, it's something that to wonder at.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So we were talking about how sometimes people pray for something which is not good for them. Allah says in the Quran, in this regard, it may be that you hate something while it's really good for you, and it may be that you love something while it's bad for you. The problem with us is that we don't have knowledge of everything. We don't know what will happen in the future. We don't take into consideration many things when we pray for something. If we had knowledge of those things and a good analysis, we would never pray for certain things which would be bad for and harmful to us. Okay, now there are times when we say a prayer and we feel that it is not answered no matter how many times we say that prayer. We might say, okay, maybe it's not in my interest for my request to be granted. But this is not always the case. You see, when you pray for something to happen, That's not enough. You have to make the effort for your prayer to be answered and your request granted. It's like saying, "Oh Allah, provide for me, give me a lot of money." Is Allah going to provide for you and give you money if you just sit in one place and keep praying to Him without taking any action? Well, of course not. Yes, you do have to pray for certain things to happen, but also you have to make the effort needed for that thing to happen. The opposite is also true. If you don't pray for something to happen and only rely on your own effort, you might not reach your goals. But what if you pray for something to happen, make every effort for that thing to happen, but still you don't get the results you want? This probably means that you should either pray more and more sincerely, or you must intensify your effort. If still your prayer is not answered, it probably means that that thing is not in your interest, and you should be content with your current situation. This is especially true with regard to one's financial status. A person wants to be really, really rich and goes through a lot of trouble to become rich, but no matter how much he tries, he doesn't get that rich. This is while there are other people who are rich without even trying to be rich. This again has to do with Allah's knowledge and wisdom. He knows who should be given more wealth and who should be given less wealth. In the end, let's pray for things which we know it is in the interests of all of us, such as praying for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi.
About the consequences, I know that it's bad, it's better to wait, but sometimes I can't be selfish, and the only sound.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, Allah, save me from myself. Allah, 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 Lord, I need your help. Allah, 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 save me from myself. It's so hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I wanna change. I need you here.